The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Welcome back to the show. You can contact us by text to 51551, by phone to 1850 715 150, email thebusiness@rte.ie or tweet at thebusinessrte. Well, as the coronavirus outbreak has sparked lots of social media initiatives to help the most vulnerable through the crisis, it seems charitable organisations aren't faring so well as fundraising events and collection days continue to be cancelled as the virus spreads. Suzanne Connolly is the CEO of Bernardo's and she joins us now. Suzanne, what have you seen as the impact so far? How serious has it been for Bernardo's?
I'd like to start first of all by saying how proud we should all be in Ireland about our collective action in responding to this virus, because health is precious and priceless, and I think we're doing a really, really good job as a country, and I think we should be really, really proud. Having said that, it's an unprecedented situation and we're all worried about the economy. And in Bernardo's, as with other charities, we are worried about our fundraising. We need 8 million from the public donations to survive and thrive as an organisation, and most importantly...
Is that a mixture of members of the public and corporate?
Yes, it is a mixture. Yeah, and we get 60% statutory.
And what has happened with the corporate, for example? I'm sure a lot of businesses are pulling all kinds
of
spending.
Yeah, well, a lot of people are losing their jobs and businesses are really worried. So we understand that. Now, we're in conversations with some of our corporate partners and they do really care about us and they really care about the service that we provide. But they're worried themselves, you know. So as I was saying, we are in unprecedented times and we're particularly worried about the vulnerable children and families that we provide services to. And we're continuing to provide that. We're not doing it face to face, obviously. We're doing it by phone. We're dropping off food parcels. We're dropping off activity packs. I mean, this is...
And how challenging for those families, you know, typically the kinds of families that you might be helping out with programmes, how challenging is self-isolation or social distancing?
It's really challenging. I mean, it's challenging for everyone at the moment, for every family. But for the families we work with, some of them are dealing with really difficult situations. There's poor mental health, there's addiction, there's acrimonious separation. And now they're really being limited in what they can do. So our support is vital. And we do know a lot of our families. We're working currently with over 1,500 families. We've 600 on the waiting list. But of the families we know, we ring them up daily and we can say, how can we help you? And when it comes to food, you know, when the public are generous with money and donations, we can think, well, what would you like? So we're not just giving anything that we might think of, it's what they'd like. And the same thing, like, what activity would they like? So you're giving people some choice in what's a very, very difficult situation where our choice is limited at the moment.
Have you had to let staff go?
We haven't as yet. We have had to, though, seize our shops. So that will be happening.
And how worried or what might the impact be for your organisation if this runs for, you know, more than just a couple of months?
Well, we are worried, but like everybody in Ireland, we're taking one day at a time. Our priority at the moment is the children and families and continuing to provide services. And we do have confidence. We're a great country, but we all have to wait and see.
Okay, Suzanne Connolly of Bernardo's, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. Well, with the notable absence of sports on our screens and airwaves, it may come as no surprise that sportswear manufacturer O'Neill's announced drastic measures in the face of the coronavirus outbreak. They've had to lay off 750 of their staff at the factory, the largest employer in Strabane and County Tyrone. I'm joined by Managing Director of O'Neill's, Kieran Kennedy. Kieran, this has obviously been a terrible week for those staff who have gone home, and not an easy week for you either. You've been working in the company since 1979.
Yeah, you know, obviously, you know, it's a very difficult situation for everyone. But, you know, first and foremost, like, we have a duty of care to our staff. You know, we have 750 people on the site in Strabane. So, you know, their safety is most important for us. So in terms of, you know, our order book has just stopped. And, you know, we knew a couple of, I suppose, from the week before last, we actually closed our canteen and we tried to see how best we could, you know, separate the staff and separate the departments. So, you know, this was coming. We continued to notify our staff of the situation. We let them know early that this could happen to try and prepare for them. I've been working with the Minister of the economy here, Deanne Dawes, Northern Ireland, and to try and make sure that, again, first and foremost, that our staff are at the forefront of anything that happened in terms of getting support.
What's their situation now, Kieran? Have they been made redundant, or is this a more temporary measure? And are you in a position to pay them or to contribute to their income? Yeah.
No, at the moment, this is just, and I must have to reinforce this, this is a temporary closure. There has nobody been made redundant. But as I say, we're working with the Department of Economy. They were saying to us, what is it that the British government needs to do to try and help your staff? I've been working with them all week, and I would have liked to have, when I give them the announcement on Thursday that the factory had to close temporarily, it just would have been good to get some sort of a notice of, how they would be reimbursed. So the announcement came yesterday evening, and I notified all the staff again last night. So it looks like the British government are going to pay 80% of the wages to the staff.
On foot of that new scheme that the Chancellor of the Exchequer has announced. And in terms of the business itself, Kieran, you said that the orders dried up. Was it like a tap being turned off? How quick is that?
Yeah, well, just within a week. Our business is very cyclical in terms of we just work on a monthly cycle, because... we do most of the manufacturing in Strabane, and what happens is that, we want to try and get the orders out within, within 2 weeks of receipt of the orders. So, the orders come and then they go out within 2 weeks, and it's just cycling out like that. So we'd have run out of work very, very, quickly within a couple of weeks. So, again, we want to try and protect the staff. We want to try and protect the business. But, I mean, this is a game changer for us now that, again, most importantly, the welfare staff. We have husbands and wives working in the factory. We have, all the relations, family. So the fact that they're going to get reimbursed, is, brilliant news for them. But look, things change on a daily basis. I got a call yesterday evening from the health service, and they're in dire straits looking for scrubs for all their frontline staff. And I would travel to the hospital in Lutlingalvin last night, got samples. We're currently in the factory making patterns and making samples of what we can do for them. So,
there might be a bit of work going there.
We'll have to, there'll be no problem getting staff in to do that. But again, we'll have to, practice as much of social isolation as we can. But,
make it work that way.
Desperate time takes desperate measures. So,
well, hopefully they won't last too long for a business that has been around, founded in Dublin, and has been around for over 100 years. Kieran Kennedy, Managing Director of O'Neill's, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.